Welcome to Northville Central School District's Falcon Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Chauncey, Superintendent. My guest today is Ms. Jamie Dickinson, Northville's new middle school, high school principal. After serving as our pre-K-12 assistant principal last year, Ms. Dickinson is stepping into a new role in our school community. Listen in to get to know her better and help us welcome her to this next chapter at Northville. Ms. Dickinson, what drew you to education and what excites you most about becoming Northville's middle school, high school principal?
So if you were to ask me 30 years ago when I was sitting here as an 18-year-old student, which tells my age, that I was going to be a teacher and a science teacher on top of that, I probably would have told you there's no way. And that's why I tell students all the time, like, you never know where your life is going to lead. But I was involved here in the Future Teachers Program. I went on to get my science degree, and at 25, I really found a love for teaching. I got my master's degree, and being in the classroom and sharing the curiosity of science really helped me to want to help students understand what science is about and enjoy the curiosity and the excitement that I get from science.
I've been in your classroom, so I've seen that. We're so glad that you're joining us in this capacity because I think you'll bring that same excitement. So tell us about your teaching background. What subjects and grade levels have you taught? And how have those experiences shaped your approach to leadership?
So I actually started my teaching career at Gloversville, teaching 7th grade science. And then I moved to California, and I taught 6th through 8th grade math and science. It was there that I really got involved in underwater robotics, and working right by the ocean really helped us do a lot more hands-on. And when I moved back to New York, I actually was no longer certified. And so I had to go back and get extra certification classes. Mike DeMezza and Lori Hohenforst at BOCES really helped me get certified, helped me work through the process, allowed me to work at summer school, and then eventually in the PTEC program. And the process of building a new school with PTEC and the teachers and the counselor and the principal really helped me see the value of student empowerment and having students help with building what that school looked like. And I really want to bring that type of element to Northville.
So you really see this from both sides, to the challenge of becoming the teacher you wanted to be, and then how to make sure that students had those experiences.
Yes, and I've worked as an aide, I've worked as a teacher's assistant, and I've worked as a teacher, and now as a principal and as an assistant principal.
Now, looking back on your years as our pre-K-12 assistant principal, what moment best captures what this school community means to you?
So I think developing the Soaring Together Award and recognizing all the different things that our community gives us, whether it was Deona Ostrander as a Falcon Force recipient in the cafeteria, or my dad as a community member, or different parents that came in, as well as other community members, what they bring to this school and how this, the old adage of it takes a village to raise a child, is really true. And we need everyone, and we need everyone to work together to really develop what we want to see in our graduates.
I know the people that received those accolades this year were very happy about it, and they did feel recognized. So thank you for bringing that into our school. What do you hope students feel and experience when they walk into our middle and high school classrooms each day?
So what I really want them to do is feel a part of something. I don't want them to feel like school is just done to them. I want them to feel that they have a say in what they're doing. They have a voice in what the school looks like and what they're learning, and that they feel a part of something bigger than themselves.
We try to give them that through our student council. I know you meet with students individually, small groups of students, and you've helped to make experiences available to our students in leadership.
I'm really excited about that, and I'm really excited to see what NHS and student council specifically are going to do this year. I know they have a lot of big plans.
So how would you describe your leadership style, and how do you hope to work alongside staff and families?
So I believe I have a very collaborative style. I like to work with people and as a team, and I think the team approach is what is really important, and I think everyone has to realize we all have the same goal. We're all working for the best interest of the student, and even though those things might seem different, at the end of the day, we're all working for the best interest of that child, and as long as we all have that baseline understanding, we can move in the right direction.
And for me, I think that's what makes Northville so special, because you can feel that collaboration amongst everyone to support our students.
Absolutely.
What would you enjoy sharing about yourself outside of school, an interest, hobby, or experience that helps people get to know you?
So I think that I'm a very family-oriented person. I have two of my own children, and we do a lot of things together. I like to travel, and I like to hike. But I think having the experience of teaching outside of Northville and living outside of Northville for about 15 years of my life really helps me have a bigger perspective and things that I can bring to Northville that I think are important. And I'd like to bring those experiences to our students so that they have a broader perspective.
Thank you for that. As you begin this role, what strengths do you want to build on, and what new possibilities are you most eager to explore?
So I think my strengths are I'm very a systems building oriented person, where I believe that systems, if you have the proper systems in place, a lot of the things that maybe wouldn't work necessarily very well will start to work well. And so I think by building some systems, we'll have a better place and foundation for us to start. And I'm excited to explore some of the new ways and new clubs that students are interested in. And I think Student Council is going to have a great start this year as well with some of the things that they have planned. But I'm interested to see what students really want to see here and how they feel about things. So I think that's an avenue I'm really excited to see how they feel.
Well, I know I'm excited to have you here to bring those systems into our school, to work with our staff, students, and families. Thank you for being with me today to talk about this. And we look forward to an amazing 26-27 school year.